see the shit show that has occurred throughout this entire 3 hours?
They really don't want to see these.
What did he say?
It came from monkeys, I think. Can I just go on a monologue here?
Yeah.
Go black and white.
Yeah.
Listen, ladies. Fuck as much as you want. Who gives a fuck? As long as you're being safe, first of all. And consent is involved. And also, you like the person you're having sex with. Who gives a fuck from me?
Okay, what's the high body count?
High body count.
Okay, what is
annually?
It?
Annually? Are we thinking like...
Annually?
Okay.
We're just gonna fucking do it, bro.
We're doing it. We've been doing it.
Don't get fucked. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, Rachel, tell us how we got here.
Well, it started back in 2022 when we started the podcast, Secure the Bag.
Secure the Bag?
Strippers do date their customers. And date doesn't always mean fuck.
Make sure you fucking tip, guys. Because I remember before I started dancing, obviously I was broke as fuck. I'd never tipped. Like, I would feel kind of bad, you know. But I was like 19. What? I'm like, what the fuck do I need to tip for? I'm 19 years old. I don't know shit about this. Then when you get involved in the service industry, you're like, god damn. Now I don't ever not tip. Even if the service is fucking trash, I'm tipping. At least a little bit.
The STB podcast.
STB podcast.
B as in boy. Not D as in dick.
Daddy, chill.
And that is where the STD. Issue arises.
Yeah, so
yeah,
really
that's
like,
where the issue arises.
We don't like STDs.
So we were like, where can we go where we can...
We really don't want the STDs.
What did he say?
This is big news, guys. STDs, stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away.
But how are you going to know?
When you have the STD?
No, when someone has it. You don't. That's why you get away
protection. Have to tell. They have to tell you.
Wow.
Why would anyone tell you?
Well, yeah, dude.
People tell you? I've never met anyone that said, right before we do the nasty, they tell me they have a fucking STD. No one's ever done that.
No, but like on dating profiles, that'd be like, I have this.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
What profiles are you on?
Regular ones.
Like Bumble?
Yeah, are we?
People say that?
Yes. If they take medication already, it's fine. Because do you not know this?
No!
Yeah, because I think you could get in trouble if you intentionally knowing you have HIV or STDs and have sex with someone and you don't tell them. That's a crime.
Okay, I know that. But like,
first of all,
have HIV.
Of course.
A lot of people?
Yeah, we just have medication now.
AIDS.
Yes. Yeah.
How does that even happen?
What do you mean?
Like, how does that occur?
I mean, the theory is that it came from monkeys, I think.
Hold on. But no, this is the thing, though. They say that shit like that isn't curable. They say cancer isn't curable. Now, please don't fucking come for me. But they say it actually, the conspiracy is it actually is curable. There is a cure.
No, it's preventative. That's the thing, right? It's preventative.
But they haven't released it because of the money. Because
it's what? What is it gonna? It's gonna
help too many people. To, no,
it's
no, just
gonna cost you.
Ah, it's gonna cost you. No.
Intro, Rick. That's gonna cost you. Title right here.
Yes.
Right
here. Okay.
You like this?
I do.
High production value, bro.
Yes, high here, production this is... value. Listen.
Rachel, who are you? Tell us about yourself.
Who am I? I've always never been able to answer that question.
Okay, let's just say, what are you interested in life?
I'm really so boring. I love buzzballs.
Buzzballs.
I love my dog.
Buzzballs.
Does
your dog have an Instagram account?
No, I need to create one. Oh, bro, I'd be making so much money up at TikTok if I put his ass on there.
Yeah, I'll just name you.
Rumble.
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 Insert a photo right here. Rumble. How old is Rumble?
Rumbleton, two.
Two?
Yeah.
Did you answer that quick?
Yeah, because I know my dog's age.
When's his birthday?
September 7th.
What's his favorite food?
His food. I don't give him treats because he's got a sensitive stomach.
Does he? Does he poop a lot?
He poops twice a day, minimum.
Maximum depends on how much he eats.
Yeah, dead ass. No, for real. Yeah, for but real. No, he's a good dog. I love
2 years
him.
Old.
Yeah.
In dog age, how old is that?
14. He's in his teens. Yeah. I think 1 year, every 1 year in dog year, or sorry, 1 year in dog years is 7 years. No. One year in human years is 7 years in dog years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Every day is special, huh?
Yeah. It was
it's like, because they don't, the value of life, everyone. Play dramatic music. The value of our pets. They live. Dude, they came out with the fucking.
And then the dramatic music stops.
Car.
What the fuck?
What are we talking about?
The value of life.
Medication for animals. It doubled their lifespan.
My time has come.
Psych!
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, wait, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, there's this doctor.
Habibi. That's it?
There's this. No, Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make. I'm not going to make a Japanese accent. Comment. Nope. Do the Japanese accent. I'm not. Aren't you Asian?
I'm Asian.
Okay, yeah, I can't.
I shouldn't
do it. Yeah, do it.
Do you worry you may canceled?
You won't. I will.
Yeah. Huh? You better not laugh. Don't laugh. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Stop it. Get some help.
Anyway, so tell us about your week. What did you do this week?
Because
This
week is only, it's only fucking Tuesday.
Oh my God. It's only Tuesday.
Yesterday was, I'm sorry. I should have looked at my, Rachel, stop.
Rachel, we're going to fix this. We have a problem.
I have a problem.
What is this relationship with you and technology? Tell me.
I don't even, you're the technology person here, because look at all this setup. Like, you are the tech.
These are useful things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so is my phone.
Why on your phone?
I wasn't. I just got notifications, so I was like, oh, should I be? No. I'm so single. My roster is so dry. Like, I don't have a fucking, like, nobody. So sad.
It's not sad. You know why?
Why?
Because it's an opportunity to meet single men. What's his name?
Who?
Starts with a C.
What guy?
That guy that you want to meet naturally, organically.
Oh, I'm not saying that. Same. Fuck no. That's my little celebrity crush.
I'll bleep it. Okay, it rhymes with
Mace Maypool.
You gotta taste
Mace the Maypool.
Whoa.
A few moments later.
Yeah. Instagram, right? No, it's okay. Honestly,
what's your type?
Okay, so I heard this study. Maybe it wasn't a study. It was maybe just like a stated opinion. But basically,
we here at this
podcast, that's going to cost you.
That's going to cost you. Follow your Instagram right here.
Bing. Am I saying something, Izzy? I feel like you better edit the fuck out of this, because I feel like
I am the master of editing. What do you want?
Your master daddy.
Daddy, chill.
Okay, anyways. So basically. That somebody was talking about how when you get older, everyone thinks they have options, right? Everyone's like, oh, I got options. There's this many billion people in the world. There's this many, like, millions in America, whatever.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain age, like, for example, like, you're really young, maybe, like, you just got out of high school, you're in college, tons of options, right? Like, you meet a bunch of people, you get to date different people, you get to have sex with different people, great, right? Maybe have a few relationships. But then as you get older, especially when we hit our later 20s, yes, everyone thinks they still have a bunch of options. People are a lot more, they tend to get a little bit pickier because now they've been in a couple of relationships. They start to realize, okay, like, what they like and what they don't like.
That's fair.
But then a lot of the people are taken at this point. Like, a lot of the good people or a lot of the people that they think that they're interested in, they're either, like, married or they're engaged or they have kids or whatever the case may be. So they actually say that if you are considering dating or, like, you want to settle down, is that a good, within every, like, 30 dates, not 30 people, 30 dates that you have, one is going to kind of set the bar for you.
Wow.
And then once that bar is set, you should probably, like, go with that person. If you like them and you're feeling them, go with that person. There's a bar there.
Okay.
Then if you guys were to break up, you go into another 30 pool, like, dating, 30. Like 30 group of 30 dating pool.
So that's the probability. Okay,
another 30. About every 30 people, you're going to find one that you really like. And then that one is going to set the bar. And then you're kind of looking for that next thing if for whatever reason you guys don't work out. So that's why I'm saying, like, our good friend Alana was talking about, like, Rachel, the type of guy that you're looking for, that you want, that would match what you're, like, what I think you would need, He's not single. He's already married. He's already settled down. Yeah.
No, this is not true.
You don't agree?
No.
Okay.
We'll have Alana. He's our friend. Cool friend, Alana.
Yeah, he's people. Spicy guy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because how old are you?
26.
I'm 30. Mm-hmm. I met my wife.
Oh, that makes me happy.
No, but I met them at the age of 27 or 28.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it's already been a couple of years.
Me.
Bro.
Yeah.
You're fucking papa.
Papi, you have a four-year-old. I think if we keep doing the things that we enjoy, or we'll eventually find someone. We meet people every fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think you just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, yeah, that's another thing, too, is, like, I have a lot of ambitions and goals and, like, a place where I see myself at and like and people that I know I'm going to meet in the future that I've already like kind of envisioned.
Yeah.
So where I'm like, whoever I meet right now, cool. Like I'm not against meeting anyone, but I really like, I can automatically tell within the first like couple conversations if we're going to click or not, or if you're somebody that I'm interested in. Yeah. Like there's a lot of people, like I've had a lot of times where I think someone's super attractive and I've never really had a conversation with them. And I'm like so interested in like, okay, I need to have a conversation with this person. Like I need to get to know them. Like there's almost like a fixation.
Yeah.
But then once you have a conversation with that person, you're almost like, all right, thanks. Like, you know what I mean?
I remember personality experience. It adds so much.
I remember in high school or even like throughout college, there was crushes that I had, but maybe I wasn't fully glowed up for them, or they were like the best thing ever. And they had a girlfriend, whatever. Sooner or later, and this is going to sound so cocky, it doesn't matter. Like, it may not happen today. I may not get them today. I may not get them tomorrow. I may not even get them a year from now. But trust me when I tell you, I will get them.
We're going to get
you. Period. It's happened time and time again.
We're getting you.
I'm going to get you. If I want you, I'm going to eventually get you. Period.
Rachel always gets what she wants.
I will find you. And I will.
Just tell you that.
Like, even if it doesn't even have to be, like, sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the conversation, the attention, the attract, like whatever that I'm initially wanting, it may not happen right then and there, but overall eventually it will happen. They have to pursue me fully. Like I can't be a sassy man that is almost like, I'm not gonna chase her. You better chase me, because if you don't, like I'm not gonna reciprocate. Like
do you want to get chased? Do you like getting chased?
I would rather have someone that knows exactly what they want. Like they see me, they have a conversation with me. That too.
Yeah.
They see me, they have a conversation with me, they realize that they're interested in me, and you pursue that. You don't wait for me to pursue, because I will not pursue. Like I realize that too. I might, you know, throw some hearts out, like have a little conversation here and there, but I will never ever pursue you seriously. You don't have to do anything, but I want someone that knows what they want. And they're like, I want you, like you're the person I want. And they are literally obsessed.
Oh bro.
Obsessed.
Oh my God. Rachel, love ya.
Yeah.
Have you seen Stranger Than Fiction?
Isn't there some very clear and established rule about
auditor audity protocol?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't care.
Why?
Because I want you.
No, what is that show?
It's Will.
Will Smith.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, he's not my favorite actor.
Stop.
Yeah, no, him and Seth Rogen. No.
No.
They could be like cousins. They just rub me the wrong way with their little curls.
Seth Rogen.
Hair is just like very awkward. It's ick.
Boom. Ooh. Bam. Oh. Bop. Bada bop. Boom. Pow. Oh!
Just kidding.
You said it. Cancel.
No, please don't cancel.
Cancel. Let's start.
Their kids are like my. I mean, I don't think Seth Rogen has
Seth
kids.
Rogen?
I don't think Seth Rogen.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. But Will Smith, he's got kids. He's at his kid's college party. I don't want them to fucking come for me. Him and his whole frat.
Okay, one sec. Pause. This is a commercial break. Our
Buzzball.
Rachel, thank our sponsor.
Thank you for our Thank you to our sponsor, Buzzball. With the biggest buzz balls in the world.
The greatest balls in the world.
The greatest balls in the world.
Let me just, let me show you what I can do.
Okay.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
You serious?
Someone told me something recently.
About who? What'd they say?
It's going to cost you.
Everything has price.
everything has a price. Mm-hmm. What was the price of you getting here, you think? Or you are new?
A lot of moments alone.
Yeah.
What's here? You said here. The cost of getting here to 20, this moment.
24.
Discipline. Independence.
Independence. Buzz balls.
Focus. Definitely some buzz balls.
Buzz balls.
Goals. Like overall, just the willingness to not stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Just always learning, always looking for new opportunities, getting better character wise. Just personal so many growth. So many things. Yeah. Personal growth is huge. I look back all the time. It's so fucking funny. I was thinking about bringing this up on the podcast, but now I'm like, maybe I shouldn't. But someone had accidentally FaceTimed me like the other day. Accidentally. I didn't know who it was. It was a random number.
Okay.
So then I went to text the person and I'm like, who's this? And then I can see a thread from 2018, like 6 years ago.
Should we disclose this person?
No. No. Ooh. I don't think they'll ever see this.
You think so?
And I don't even want to. I'm not even going to say it was a girl or a guy. I'm not going to say what the relationship was. But I just think back to 2018. And my mindset during that time. And what I was doing. And the goals that I had.
Wow.
Are you actually like...
We've been through the pandemic.
Yeah. Like there's just so much that's happened in the last 6 years and so much change, so much growth, so much glow up in all aspects. And it all came at a cost.
I'm proud of you.
Doesn't mean it has to be a bad cost.
No.
There could be a good cost associated.
I think cost could be time. It could be investments, right? And it doesn't have to be monetary too. It could also be time, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we've known each other for 5 years.
A long time.
And this is my first time on camera.
Literally, bro.
Meanwhile, you know SpongeBob? Yes. Meanwhile. Dude, that's our transition.
Yeah.
Meanwhile. Flashback. Black and white flashback.
I love it.
Meanwhile. Okay.
And then they're going to see.
They're going to see it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is this our new segment? Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
This is us sharing our stories.
I can see like your whole.
We're still on air.
Don't worry. Chill. Daddy, chill.
Oh my God. I know that. Yes. I feel young. Daddy, chill. Insert this meme.
That's so funny.
Okay, everyone, Rachel doesn't know Linda. You don't know Linda?
I don't know Linda.
Okay, we're going to...
Listen, Linda.
Okay, we're going to do a little segment called Rachel Reacts. So I'm going to show good. This.
Okay. Listen to me. Like, I do this all the time. And if I go out at the house with the door, Matthew has his toys. And then
Matthew
has all his toys.
Okay, but I have to yell at you guys.
Linda, listen, Linda.
Okay, what?
Like
listen, Linda.
At this house, you can't trust everything at Grandma's house.
Okay.
Okay, then what?
Okay, then what? 36 million views. 10 years ago? What the fuck? What the fuck? I didn't know I was a little kid.
Oh my God. Do you know when...
Listen, Linda.
Do you know when memes started? It's a fucking...
MySpace.
Is it MySpace?
No.
What was the earliest social media account that you have?
Like MySpace. Platform?
MySpace?
Yeah.
Do you know Friendster?
No.
Oh my God.
Was that before MySpace?
Yes.
Who created that?
Do you know Tumblr too?
Yeah, I know Tumblr.
So Tumblr was in the same time as Friendster and then MySpace, which was not big in the Philippines. It was Friendster and then Facebook. And this was back when Facebook had, you know, remember Farmville?
Yeah.
Farmville, the games.
Yeah. Oh, the one where the Tomb Runner or whatever?
Tomb Runners.
Yeah, I remember that one. I was fucking obsessed with that shit, bro. It's a fucking problem.
What foods do you like?
Mexican, sushi. First date.
Let's get to know Rachel.
I like sushi.
Sushi is
good. Mexican might give me a little gassy, so I wouldn't recommend it.
But it's worth it. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's worth it.
It's not. It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you some peace.
In the bathroom.
It's going to cost me time in the bathroom. A little bit of a messy situation. And it's also going to cost them their peace.
Peace.
To have to deal with that.
But you know what, though? Sometimes some lactose intolerant.
Oh, God.
I know. But pizza's just too good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Pizza? Oh, because cheese. You can get one with like fake cheese, vegan cheese.
It's not the same.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What do you do to secure the bag, Rachel? I'm a really good host, huh?
Is he secure the bag? How? To make money?
Yeah, yeah. What do you? What is your mindset when you try to secure the bag? What's your business personality like? Well, yeah.
My business personality is very, I wouldn't say it's serious, but it's,
yeah.
It knows what it's talking about.
Mm.
That's one thing.
Where did you get your business mindset from?
Probably just from being around certain people that had success. Like just meeting a lot of people, being around people that have made a lot of money and seeing how they operate. And then also being able to kind of determine like who really had it and who did it.
Yeah.
That was something that I learned when I was dancing. It's also something that I learned just in general, like networking events or just like mentors and things like that.
It's crazy because it's like you have to be around certain people to understand how specific things work.
Yeah.
If for me, from the longest time, I was just hanging out with a lot of artists. We were not business savvy, but they were the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to function with both because as a creative, you just want to focus on your craft, you know, so much that it's hard to market yourself, which mm-hmm. is weird because we do it all the time for other people, but not for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but they talk about it all the time. Like, for example, a coach and the player. Like the coach maybe wasn't like an MVP all-star, someone that had a ton of success in their own career, but they have wisdom, or maybe they're better as a coach, just like some people are better as managers.
So that's them pivoting their knowledge to them.
Yeah. Like look at like Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. Like Michael Jordan was the star player, right? But Phil Jackson, I'm sure he played.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't actually know much about him. But who is your Phil Jackson growing up?
My Phil.
A lot of people?
It's a mixture. Yeah. There's so many different ones. Like I try to take as much as possible from people that I meet in situations that I'm in. So for example, it doesn't matter if it's like someone that's super successful or someone that has nothing going on. Like I'm going to learn what to do from certain people and what not to do from others. So it's like, as long as I'm learning, that's what's really important. So business to me is like constantly learning, trying to control my ego, trying to get to the next level, trying to meet new people, trying to take on new opportunities, and just continue to stay grounded and ethical. Like that's top tier.
Ethical, yeah.
Yeah, ethical for sure. Because it's like when you're selling something or when you're working with clients or when you're even kind of putting yourself out there, you need to be, it doesn't necessarily have to be well-rounded, but you have to be able to be transparent in everything that you do. Yep. So it's like, you don't want to be one way on camera. And then when people meet you, you're completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Or like when people are at a meeting and you say one thing and then it comes back and you really didn't mean that, or that wasn't correct. Like you just need to be on your P's and Q's, and you can't be afraid to be fully transparent. Yeah, exactly.
People appreciate honesty over anything.
Yeah.
Even if you're like late, you'd be like, hey dude, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, instead of just not burning it up.
Exactly.
If you want success, it's going to cost you to secure the bag.
Absolutely. It's going to cost you. It all comes at a cost.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But 27 years of experience got you here. And
26.
26.
I'm 20 fucking six, Izzy.
Edit this out. Edit this whole thing out. Wait. Okay. When is your birthday?
November. I'm a ways away.
Ooh, November, baby.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. I'm Scorpio.
What is
Scorpio? It's funny because they say Scorpios are like hella sex driven, and I'm really not. It's
maybe
funny.
It sucks in a different type of way. Because there's physical sex. There's also like sex attraction, you know, like.
Yeah. No, but they're saying they're like freaks and shit. Like, I wouldn't say I'm super sexually driven. It's funny because I had sex with somebody one night. They're just like a random
Rachel, you have sex, Rachel?
Yeah, I literally do. So it was when I was living in Vegas. I had like called him. I didn't have any motion. I had no motion. Okay. No hoes in Vegas. Like nothing. No hoes. Because I was dancing. Like I was just working all the time. Like I really wasn't like into it. Like if I wanted, like I really wasn't, I don't know. Well, I would have all my fun when I was traveling, when I'll come back home to Sac, or when I would travel to different places. And I wouldn't really shit where I ate. It's a little different now that I'm not dancing anymore. Like I do shit out here, but anyways, that's a different story. When I was in Vegas, I had called this random dude over that I met at like a club out, like out and about. He was not my type at all. He was not that. He was like, all right, whatever. Anyway, he sleeps over. He was cool. Like, he's was not he my type.
Is he ugly cute?
He's not. I mean, he was attractive, but he's not like my type at all. Like,
what is your type?
Over 200 pounds.
Oh, you want a strong boy.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Over 200. I mean, I don't want to be too specific because I really, like, I don't really have a. I'm attracted to different types of people. But for me, just him in general, like, I really wasn't attracted to him as a whole. But he was cool for the night. So we did it that night. And then he slept over. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, he tried to do it again. And I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't really want to. And he's like, this is not a type of Scorpio I know.
Oh, whoa.
He was like, you're not a Scorpio I know.
So he put you in a box.
Yeah. And I was like, bro, well, fuck it. Listen. I'm like, my bad, bro.
Listen, Linda.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro. Okay, that was...
That's funny, though. I was like, damn.
So he put you in a box.
Yeah, but it was funny. I was like, I don't get fucked. Like, I actually regret this body a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. He was cool. He was fine. I really don't give a fuck. But it is what it is. With Scorpio. That's going to cost you. Maybe I shouldn't say that when we're talking about sex. It's not.
But it costs some people.
It costs me my body count.
Yeah.
Someone asked me my body count the other day, and I asked them, I'm not telling you, I'm not naming names. I live in Sacramento. If anyone from Sacramento hears this, I don't want no smoke.
Bruh.
No smoke. Bruh. Bruh.
Bruh.
Anyways, person asked me what my body count was, and I didn't say it. I'm like, they're fishing for a body count because it's.
What?
I don't think it's high. What's high body count for a girl at 26?
It doesn't fucking matter.
What is a high body count, Izzy?
Can I just go on a monologue here?
Yeah.
Go black and white.
Yeah.
Listen, ladies, fuck as much as you want. Who gives a fuck? As long as you're being safe, first of all, and consent is involved, and also you like the person you're having sex with. Who gives a fuck how many?
Okay, what's high body count?
High body count.
Okay, what is
annually?
It?
Annually? Are we thinking like
annually?
What are the reports?
You're 26 years old as a female. What is a high body count?
I would say like over 50.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
That is a high
body count. That is a high body count. Unless you're in the industry of sex.
Yeah.
Then 50 is...
Those don't count.
Yeah. It's for work for that, right?
It's for work, yeah.
So I wonder what porn stars do, like what regular sex is like for them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them say they don't really care for it. Like they're not like really into it.
Oh, like intimacy?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's probably desensitized, you know? It's like if you just do it for work, I know what that's like.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
No, not sex, but like, let me cook. I am a photographer for the longest time, and I did it for corporate, right? And I was like, I stopped taking pictures for fun. It's the work. The work got to me.
That's a good one. You know what? I'm so locked in right now. It's hard for me to even let you know. But there are things that I enjoy, like what things that keep me sane, like working out early in the morning, waking up early.
Yeah.
Being able to like do things after a long day, like going out and spending some time with friends, like even though sometimes I'm super tired or I don't want to do anything, like just being able to sit down and have a conversation because I do spend a lot of time alone. Like I will be on the phone with clients and, you know, I'll have meetings and stuff. And obviously I have my office mates and things like that, which is nice. Like whenever we all go together to the gym or go get food after, like we did that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I was really happy I did it because I didn't have a long day and I was tired and I probably wasn't going to go. But then when I did, I was like, okay, I feel really good that I didn't.
Can I tell you though, I am really proud of you because you're, dude, I wish I was doing half of what you were doing now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so dude. Sweet. Yeah.
No, it's funny because you had called me earlier today and I didn't answer because I was at the house like meeting with an inspector. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bruh, thank God Izzy is okay with taking a lot of roles on with this. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of get to show up and like contribute a little bit because.
Okay. Don't downplay. You help a lot.
Really?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. All you have to do is like, I tell people all the time, I'm like, okay, you need me to do something or I have something that I should be doing. You got to give me like, it depends on how big it is, but usually it'll take me like a few days to a week. I can't do it like right then and there, you know, but I like put everything on a list and
it's work-life balance.
Write it down. But I'm like, thank God, because I could not do all this myself. And if I did, I'd be way more exhausted.
Dude, this is so much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm I'm excited because I just get to see you for who you are. Mm-hmm. And you're not just a host.
Yeah.
You know, like you get to shine.
Yeah.
Because I think a host usually is someone that directs, right? Directs a conversation. Mm-hmm. But I just want to hear you for you.
Yeah.
Just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Shoot that bleep.
That's also something that makes me happy because, again, like I have different sides and I feel like there's a time and place for everything. But I just want to be able to be my 100% full self and not take everything so seriously or not think that everything has to be so like professional and, you know, because I don't want that to be my whole personality. I've done that before where it didn't pay off.
You want it to be sustainable. It
cost me in a negative way.
It's going to cost you, literally.
Yeah.
I think we just have to be, I feel like you need a lot of patience and also a lot of failures to succeed in general. Mm-hmm. Being okay with failure and that being a part of the process.
Yeah.
Failing doesn't mean it ends. It means you get better at the next time.
Exactly.
But tell us, what are you next week? Do you have anything you're looking forward to doing? Anything fun?
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm going to fucking Pensacola.
Pensacola.
Florida.
What?
Oh, well, actually, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta to look at a deal, and then I'm going to drive down to Pensacola to go see one of my friends that I've known for the longest. It's his birthday, and I promised him I'd go. So I'm like, okay, we about to be lit.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't really done shit in a minute.
Can we expect a vlog for that?
Yeah, I'm going to record some content. Okay.
Stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
TikTok.
LinkedIn. I heard of LinkedIn.
Sweet.
LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube.
TikTok.
Email us.
We're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about in this series, Rachel? Can you tell us?
It's everything from securing the bag, like finances, growth, success, business, to relationships and getting to know yourself and personal growth. And then also just fun rants and questions and fucking buzzballs, honestly.
Buzzballs.
At this point, buzzballs. Buzzballs run the show. Buzzballs run the world.
So today we have learned buzzballs is amazing. Daddy Chill. Listen, Linda. So we're going to be, sharing our memes. We've come so far.
We have come so fucking far.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm proud of you.
And we're finally on air.
On air, baby.
On air. It's going to cost you. Well, it's not, as the audience, it's not going to cost you anything. But
it's not going to cost you anything.
You know what's free?
But a good time.
Rachel, you know what's free? It's the best value for people. Mm-hmm. I have a deal for you. Mm-hmm. Follow the podcast on Spotify, wherever you're listening to. Socials.
Mm-hmm. All socials.
It costs you nothing for this. Mm-hmm. Just follow us and we're going to get value in your life, right?
Facts. Absolutely. Value, entertainment, a good time. Bro, if y'all can see the shit show that has occurred throughout this entire 3 hours. 3 hours, guy. Almost three.
Holy shit.
Almost 3 hours. It's
We set this all up in 3 hours. We're so cool. We're so fucking.
We made this shit happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
See you for episode one. Stress up the groove, the energy a little different when the blessings accrue. Hey, who you talking to? Just know I ain't no regular fool. Could be anything in the world, but I can never be you. Because I head tall like I'm on my tiptoes. Baby, you think a little too small. I got big goals, baby.